Okay, good morning, everybody. No one needs to introduce me. I hope not.
Welcome.
What a zechus it is to be able to learn together. This morning, I thank Mitch Ronstadt for asking me to be this legal holiday shiur. We appreciate it very much, and really for all the work that you do putting together incredible shiurim and speakers here in the shul. Hopefully, I'll live up to all the other amazing speakers you brought in. Amazing to sit on a day off, on a vacation day, on a holiday day, and to learn together is really incredible. Certainly, in Lecha Ben Chor and Elamisha Osek B'Torah, what a way to celebrate our independence by sitting and learning together. I tried to think of a topic that was relevant to the summer. Many people travel over the summer, and I've always been fascinated by watching people hand money to the person who's traveling. Just in shul yesterday, three or four people went over to Robert Kreitman, who's going to Israel, were handing him money. My first experience with this was when I went to Israel for the first time. When I went for the year after 12th grade, I went to yeshiva in Israel, Shana Aleph, and it was the day before I left, and I had never heard of the Shulat Mitzvah money, and so many people, my parents' friends, were coming over to me and giving me money, and I was like, this is great, I'm getting so much money, and I'm going to go and have a good time in the beginning of Israel. And it was only when I was on the plane, and I was talking to one of my friends, I'm like, did anyone give you money? He says, yeah, people gave me, it's called Shulat Mitzvah money. I said, what? Oh, I don't get to keep it. I want to understand what is it about, where does it come from, why do some people do it, why do some people do it? It's interesting, you really only find people give Shulat Mitzvah money to someone who's traveling to Israel. Before winter vacation, you see people are traveling all over, sometimes international flights as well. You don't see, you're going to Costa Rica, here's Shulat Mitzvah money. You're going to Panama, here's $5. You're going to California. Oh, people want to do it to Israel. Try to understand that a little bit. I'm not sure that we will. And try to understand some halachic issues as well in terms of taking that money. Do you have to use that exact dollar bill to give you to give to tzedakah? Can you exchange that for other money? Dollars versus shekel, shekel versus dollars. Try to understand a little bit this topic. If you take a look, turn the page over, you know, interesting, this idea of Shliach Mitzvah money is not found in the Gemara. It's not found in the Rishonim. It's not really found in early Achronim either. And one of the reasons that's so interesting is because the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Kuf Yud in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Tfilas HaDerech, and there's a lengthy discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah about Tfilas HaDerech. The Mishneh Berurah brings a lot of ideas, or maybe advice, a segulos even, for safe travel. The Mishneh Berurah says before a person travels or while they travel, they should learn. Yasek B'Torah, Esek B'Torah is a segula for safe travel. The Mishneh Berurah says you should starve a little bit. You should go to travel with a little bit of hunger. Yariv atzmo, from the word ra'av. Why? It says, because if you're full, svia is kashal me'ayim, it's not good for the stomach. Mipnei toreach haderech. So he says, don't eat too much before you travel. Bring bread with you when you travel, because now it's different. You can get kosher bread anywhere, but you don't know if you're going to find kosher bread. The Mishneh Berurah says, take your tefillin with you when you travel, because you might get stuck on the road. You're not going to have your tefillin to miss a day of tefillin. The Mishneh Berurah says you should go ahead and ask reshus from the gedolim, to go to the elders of the community, the rabbanim, and ask permission. They're halachos. You're supposed to. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't say this over here, but you're supposed to tell your neighbors when you leave. I'll never forget when I was living in Queens. My next door neighbor was, you know, in Kew Gardens Hills, the fully attached houses. Probably many people here spent a time in Kew Gardens Hills. My next door neighbor was Reb Simcha Yenowitz. Reb Yenowitz was a Talmud in Radin. He had learned by the Chafetz Chaim. He was in Radin from 1932 until the war broke out. The Chafetz Chaim was nifter in 1933. He received the bracha, Birchas Kohanim, from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen. The last, I think it was Simchas Torah or Pesach of the Chafetz Chaim's life. He was my next door neighbor. I moved into Queens over the summer, and a few weeks later, we went away for Shabbos. We went to my parents or my in-laws. When I came back, he said, what's wrong with you? He goes, you're not a Shachin Tov. I said, well, I think I'm a Shachin Tov. What are you talking about? He says, you don't tell me you're leaving. There's a halacha, no chushchenim. You're leaving for Shabbos. You tell your neighbor that you're leaving. There's halachos of, of travel and of leaving a town. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch or the Mishnah Berurah does he mention this idea of Shliach Mitzvani. Where this comes, and I saw this for the first time in source number one, in a sefer called Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is an amazing four-volume compilation of Minhagim based on Seder HaShulchan Aruch. They have an Orach Chaim, two volumes on Eben Ezer, on Yoredeya, written in 2006. It's a relatively new sefer. And he quotes a Kaf HaChaim, which we'll see inside in a minute. Kasa v'Kaf HaChaim, b'shem sefer Kemach Soles, the Yishtadel HaHolech, the one who's traveling should try sheya'asuhu shliach mitzvah, to make him a shliach for a mitzvah, o yikach ba'atzmo eze matbeya, or take your own money. It doesn't have to be your money that I'm taking with me on a trip. I could set aside my own dollar, and now I'm the same shliach mitzvah, whether I'm a shliach for Reuven or I'm a shliach for myself. The yasev osimin, you should put a sign, make a mark on the coin, so you know it's for the aniyim. We'll come back to this. The yomer, and you should say, kisha avo l'makom ploni, when I reach this place, b'li neder, etein zel etztaka, I'll give this etztaka, l'iloi nishmas, what's the next abbreviation? Rameir Balanes. That doesn't have to be Rameir Balanes, but so you should try, the one who's traveling, to get money from someone, or take your own money, and bring that, and somehow that's going to help. Why? What's the purpose? He doesn't say. He's really quoting a Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim was written in the early 1900s. This is really the first mention you have in normal, I don't want to say normal, standard, regular Sfarim. The Kaf HaChaim of Yaakov Chaim Sofer lived from 1870 to 1939. He was a Talmid of the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, Iraq, and he made Aliyah. He went to Israel in 1904. This is really the first mention. The Kaf HaChaim writes this exact idea. Yishtadel aholech shiasu shliach mitzvah o yikach ba'atzmo ezem adbeya v'yasev osimun. He doesn't explain why. Why? What's the purpose?
Better chance
we say shluchei mitzvah ein anizakin. So that's the simple, classic understanding. Oh, so I was going to get to this later. I'll interject now. It is interesting. A lot of people have said to me when I told them I was giving this shir, they find it very interesting that no one gives to anyone unless they're going to Israel. Maybe Israel is the greatest reason why you wouldn't need to. So is visiting Israel a mitzvah? What mitzvah is there? To go for a week in August? What mitzvah is there? Is there a mitzvah? What? It's a mitzvah. So it's interesting that, you know, there's that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that one should not travel during the 9 days. And for practical halacha, one to go, if you need to take a vacation, you're going to visit parents or children, you could ask your local Orthodox rabbi practically. Rav Shlomo Zalman was against flying during the 9 days. He's against flying the 9 days. It's dangerous. How do you know it's dangerous? Well, you bench a gomel. If you bench a gomel, that means not everyone mentions Goma, we'll come back to this. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can't travel. But, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you go to Israel, you're allowed to travel, even on Tisha B'Av. Why? So in one sefer I have at home, they quote Rav Shlomo Zalman as saying, because it's a mitzvah. That's not Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you skip ahead, I was going to get to this later, but because you mentioned this, you take a look at page 6 and source 12. The top of page 6, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman warning against traveling by plane during the 9 days. Savar Beinu Shiesh Lihim Ana Melahatnis Atzma Safik Sakana Bimei Beinu Mitzarim Ubiprat Petisha Sayamim. A person should refrain from putting himself into a situation of Sakana during the 3 weeks, especially during the 9 days. And if you go to the end of the parentheses, Mehai Taim Elohaya Nechler Beinu Klal HaNesiyah Bimatos Petesha Yamim Shurish Chod Shahab Ha Tisha B'Av. Shlomo Zalman was not happy with people traveling by plane during the 9 days. People travel all the time. It's not dangerous. We bench gomel. Not everyone benches gomel. Rav Shlomo Zalman says we bench gomel. If you bench gomel, that means it's a sakana. So therefore, you shouldn't travel during the 9 days. L'artzenu ha'kadosha hiter. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's mutter to fly to Israel. V'afil b'yom tishma v'atzmo. Even on Tishma of itself. V'afil l'bikur b'lvad. Even not to make aliyah, to move, but to visit. Af she'enu mekayim az mitzvah z'yishev Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is to live there. Mikol makom kol shehiya b'Eretz Yisrael yesh ba maila. It's not a mitzvah. There's something special. There's something valuable. There's a tremendous maila. There's an attribute. There's something great to go to Israel. How do we know? He quotes your Gemara, Barry. Ukahad amru b'ksuvis t'cho mahalich dal amos b'Eretz Yisrael muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. If you walk 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael, you're mutna. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. Now, obviously, it's something positive. It's something very, very incredible if you're getting olam haba, but it's not a mitzvah per se. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's enough to be matir the sakana. So here, going to Israel to travel for 3 weeks, you're not necessarily doing a mitzvah. If you were doing a mitzvah, if someone was making aliyah and Rabbi Lo goes, we don't need to give Shlech Mitzvah money, because there he's going to do the greatest mitzvah. Right? Lou Ben just told me that Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore told him that when he was going to Russia to bring Sidurim and Chumashim decades ago, someone came over and was like, here's Shlech Mitzvah money. And Rabbi Heinemann said, the whole trip was the mitzvah. You don't need to give the dollar bill. It's a smaller mitzvah than going and then bringing Sidurim and Chumashim and Mechazik, all the Yidden, in Russia. But traveling on a vacation to Israel is not a mitzvah per se. So the Kaf HaChaim doesn't say the Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizakim. If you go back to that first page, the Sefer Taimei Minhagim, which is a Sefer that quotes many, many Minhagim, and he has a whole 20-page section on Segulos in the back. And it's very interesting to see how he quotes this. He says, Segula, this is in Source 3, it's a segula. Now, that's a dangerous word to some people. People are into segulas. People are not into segulas. This is not a halacha. It's not a halacha. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Chayei Adam, contemporary halacha svarim. He's quoting this Kaf HaChaim as a segula l'misha rotza l'aseis b'darach. A segula for one who wants to travel. Sheyitein lo chaveiro eze matbeya. Give someone a coin. The Yitzayin Esam Abeya, make a mark on the coin. B'shlichus, you make him a shaliach, sheyitein sham l'tztaka, that he should give that coin, that dollar, in the place that he's traveling for tztaka. V'yiyeh shaliach mitzvah, now he's a shaliach for a mitzvah. V'shaliach mitzvah eino nizok. Shaliach mitzvah does not get damaged. Now you're a shaliach mitzvah, you won't get damaged, the plane won't crash. Basically. to say it like that. So I want to understand Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizakin. This is a Gemara in 4 places in Shas. It's a Gemara in Psachim, the first parak. It's more in Yuma, it's more in Kiddushin, it's more in Chulin. Let's see 2 of the Gemaras and try to... Also Shluchei Mitzvah? Oh, there's Tarim and Asukah. But Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizakin is not in Sukkah. That's in... I don't think it's in these 4 places. The Gemara is talking about Bedikas Chametz. So we're not going to see the whole Gemara, but we'll see bits and pieces. It says the Gemara, Tana. We're talking about bedikas chametz. You have holes and crevices in the home. One is not obligated to stick their hand in to check for chametz there because of a sakana. It's the dangerous. What's the danger? Asks the Gemara. My sakana. Sakanas akrav. Maybe the danger is this could be a scorpion in there. Well, wait a second. So, if there's a scorpion there, had you put your hand to put the chametz in the first place? The same way you got the chametz in, there's not a danger. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, ki mishtamish, hechi ishtamish. So, when you use it the first time, had you used it the first time? So Gemara says, lo tzricha the nafa. Maybe the chametz fell into the crevice. You didn't stick your hand in there first time, the chametz fell in, and now it's a danger to come back. Asks the Gemara after getting into other questions. V'amar Rav Elazar, Shluchei Mitzvah, Eino Nizakin. What are you concerned about? When you're doing Bedikas Chametz, you're doing a mitzvah. And Poskim point out, Bedikas Chametz is according to most is a mitzvah derabanan. You see that Shluchei Mitzvah Eino Nizakin is even a mitzvah derabanan. So what's the concern? You're doing Bedikas Chametz. You can't get damaged while you're doing Bedikas Chametz. So Amar Vashi Shema Tove Lo Mechet. Maybe you lost the needle. V'asili Yune Basra. Maybe after a while, either after or while you're looking for the chametz, you also start to look for the needle. There's no mitzvah. Spring cleaning is not a mitzvah of B'dikas chametz. So maybe you're going to look for the needle. Maybe that's not a mitzvah. Like Mark says, well, that's also a mitzvah. You could have different intentions when you do a mitzvah. It doesn't take away the fact that when you're looking for the chametz, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara asks later on again, V'amar b'lozah shulchi mitzvah nizakin, answers the Gemara, Heichi dishchiach hezeka shayni. A well-known answer. When the danger is common, when the danger is there, is present, when it's a regular, powerful, common danger, then we don't say shluchei mitzvah in a nizakin. And we'll try to explain why in a little bit. Turn the page over.
You know, if it's a common danger, you shouldn't put yourself in that.
Okay, but you're doing a mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah in a nizakin.
Yeah, but you could do another mitzvah. It's okay.
Okay, so we'll see. The Gemara now quotes, what's the source for this? What's the source for Shluchim Mitzvah Nizakim? Is there a source in the Torah? So says the Gemara, Itmar, Amar Balazar, Shluchim Mitzvah Nizakim, Lo Ba'ali Chassan, Lo Ba'chazir Asan. Shluchim Mitzvah don't get damaged, neither while they're going to the Mitzvah, or even when you're returning from the Mitzvah. Kiman Ki Aitana Netani, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Kilafi Shamra Torah, Lo Yachman Yishat Artsecha. The Torah is talking about the Shalosh Regalim. Everyone in Klal Yisrael, or everyone in Eretz Yisrael, needs to go and travel to Yerushalayim. Who's taking care of who's watching their house? Who's watching their field? You can't get your friend to watch your field, he's going also. Who's protecting your property when you go to Aliyah L'Regel? So says the Gemara, the Torah tells us, Lo Yachmon Yishas Artsecha. No person will covet, will take your property. It's a havtacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when you go to do a Aliyah L'Regel, you're doing a mitzvah, your property won't get damaged. Shluchei mitzvah and nizakin. Says the Gemara Malami, this teaches us, Shetiei parascha roeh ve'efer ve'ein chaya mazikasa. Your cow will graze in the meadow and no beast will harm it. Who's watching your cow? So you see that there's a havtacha, there's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when you're going to do a mitzvah, nothing will happen. Tarnugol oscha min akeres ba'ashba ve'ein chulda mazikasa. Your rooster is going to poke around in the garbage and the chulda will not damage it. So this is Gemara below Devarim Kal v'chomer. Uma elu shedarkan lazuk einan and nizakin. These are animals that normally get damaged. They're animals. They can't watch themselves like humans could. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they won't be damaged when you go and do a mitzvah. B'nei Adam She'ein Darkan Lazuk, people who are not normally damaged the same way the animals are, Alachas Kama V'Kama Kama Chomer. So the Gemara says, the source in the Torah, that you're going to Aliyah L'Regel, no one's going to take your property, your animals won't get damaged, Shluchei Mitzvah, and then he's talking. Great, there's a Gemara, another Gemara, in Yuma. The Gemara is talking about mezuzah. You need a mezuzah on the gate of a city. Pesacha Bisharecha, says the Gemara, it's the Shari Batim, Shari Chatzeros, and Shari Medinos, and Shari Ayaros. All the gates need a mezuzah. So the Gemara tells us in the second line in Source 5, Amar le Abayi le Rav Safra, Abayi says to Rav Safra, Hani Abule de Mechuzah, my time alo avdu b'hu rabbanan mezuzah. There was a city called Mechuzah. Why don't the gates of Mechuzah need a mezuzah? And there's a back and forth in the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us, El Amar Abayi Mishum Sakana. There was a Sakana. What's the Sakana? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Mezuzas Yachid Nivdekes Pa'amayim B'Shavua. A mezuzah of an individual should be checked twice in 7 years. B'Shalrabim Pa'amayim B'Yovel. Twice in 50 years. The mezuzah of the rabbin, the shul mezuzahs, should be checked twice in 50 years. Why? So Amar Abba Yehuda, Maise Ba'artivan Echad, Shaya Bodek Mezuzos Bashuk Elyon Shel Tzipori. There was a person who was checking mezuzahs in the shuk in Tzipori. Umatso Kaseder Echad, this individual saw him. Zuz. He forced him. He stole from him a 1,000 zuz. So you see that checking a mezuzah in public, we're talking about mezuzahs of the city, can be dangerous. It's not just a physical danger; it's a monetary danger as well. He was checking the mezuzahs, and he got money taken from him. So the Gemara interjects and says, "What do you mean? Vamar Rabbi Elazar shluchim mitzvah nizakin." He was going to do a mitzvah. He was making sure the mezuzahs are kosher. It's not a mitzvah per se. It's facilitating a mitzvah. He's checking the mezuzahs. How is it possible he got damaged? Shulchei mitzvah and nizakin. Says the Gemara, Hecha de kabaya zeka shayni. When, and then Siv says it's the same thing as the Gemara in the Gemara that we start with in Pesachim. Kabaya zeka is the same as shchicha zeka. When it's set from keva, right? Tfilas keva. When it's set, when it's a present danger, we don't apply shluchei mitzvah enon nizakin. Now the question I have is, and I asked a lot of people, I looked around, and finally I saw a Maharal who addressed this. Why should that be? Why? What does that mean, shluchei mitzvah nizakin? It's magic. I can just. First of all, is that even true? We a lot of people asked this question. Back in 2008, when if you remember the Holzbergs and the Chabad in Mumbai who were killed, the Shulchei Mitzvah, Eino Nizakin, and the Har Nof attack with Rav Tursky, Hashem Yom Kom Damo, and the other Kedoshim, they're in the middle of davening, and we all know dozens, unfortunately, of stories of people who are doing mitzvahs. So we'll address that also. But what does it even mean? Why Shulchei Mitzvah, Eino Nizakin? So the Maharal has a fascinating insight, something to strive to live up to. If you turn the page to source 6 and page 4, the Maharal explains as follows. Kasher ha'adam holech lasos ha-mitzvah, yesh lo chibur v'dveikos el Hashem yisbarach l'gamri. When a person is going to do a mitzvah, they are connected, chibur. There's a connection. A dveikus, they're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we don't always feel that, but when a person's going to do a mitzvah, he is one with Hashem. Ki ha-mitzvah hi darchei Hashem yisbarach. A mitzvah is the way of Hashem. V'ha-misno'ah el-mitzvah. Someone who's moving towards a mitzvah. Hu misno'ah el-Hashem yisbarach. He's going to Hashem. Hashem is the mitzvah. When a person is going to do a mitzvah, he's going to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol misno'ei al-davar, miskasher u'mischaber l'shem l'gamri. Someone who's moving towards something, he's connected to that thing exactly. So when one's going towards a mitzvah, he's going to connect to Hashem. L'achein, amru perakol kisri, we'll come back to this Gemara. Amru abiyosi, heichelki imameisim b'derech ha-mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi says, we'll see this Gemara, he wants his portion to be with those who die while they're going to do a mitzvah. Why should that be? Ki tachlis ha'achron, shehe nishmas ha'adam tzurah ma'ashem yisbarach. The real tachlis is to be one. Te nishmaso tzurah b'tzurah ha'chayim. We want to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kasher meis b'derek mitzvah shahalach l'schaber ma'ashem yisbarach. Someone who dies while they're going to be connected to Hashem, nishmaso tzurah l'sham l'shem l'gamri. His neshama is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kasher tira ke'ish, kasher mishno'ei ala ma'ila yesh l'chibur v'dibuk l'shem l'gamri. When a person goes, even when he's returning, kevan sheyikra ala derech, he's on the road, shahalach bo derech mitzvah v'chozer, derech mitzvah la v'enu nizak, shekol asher yikanes b'chelek Hashem yizvarach. Anyone who becomes one with Hashem, anyone who becomes connected to Hashem, hamazikin mistalkin mimenu. All mazikim remove from them, from him or her. When a person's going to do a mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah ein nizakin, when one's going to do a mitzvah, you're already connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mazikim, whether that means mazikim in the sense of a mazik, a shade, some demon type of mazik, or it just means damage in general, leaves you because you're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the challenge is often when we go and do a mitzvah, we don't feel that way. But certainly the ideal is, and you had tzaddikim, they say when Rav Kook would go to Davin, he would say goodbye to his family before. It's So I'm going to be with Hashem. I hope I come back. He felt that. Halavai, we felt a little bit more connected than we do. But when it says the Maral, Shluchei Mitzvah Nizakin, is that you become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, these Mazikin move away. Which is very beautiful. So you're giving someone a dollar, that if they feel that the whole flight, they should be connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, doing a mitzvah. So Shluchei Mitzvah Ein Nizakin. And the question I have is, then why should it matter if it's Shkiach HaZeker or not? Why should it matter? Shulchan Mitzvah and Nizakin says the Ra'al, you come on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what if it's a present or common danger?
He also talks about people dying while they're doing a mitzvah. So,
right. Oh, so we will address that. All the Mefarshim ask on that Gemara and Shabbos, how can Rabbi Yossi be praising, he wants to be with those who die in the way of the mitzvah, Shulchan Mitzvah and Nizakin. So you could say that's talking about Shechiyah Chazekah, but we'll come back to this in a minute. Why should Shechiyah Chazekah matter? So I saw two explanations. One's in the Sefer in Source 7. The Sefer I didn't even know I had. It's a Sefer called Ayala Shulcha. When I taught the first parak of Pesachim, I think I just bought like every Sefer I could find on Pesachim. It was written out 15 years ago, Rav Aaron of Wilhelm, who was a Rebbe in the Chabin Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. I knew the Gemara was in Pesachim, so I looked at the different Sefarim I had in my house on Pesachim, and he says as follows, Nirash Atam B'Shechiyah Chazekahu, if it's something that's not shchiach, meaning if a person travels in a very dangerous area and he gets injured or hurt, is that an onesh? It's not an onesh from Hashem.
We don't know.
Well, we do never know. Someone recently called. They had four problems in their car on like a 2-day stretch. First, they had a flat tire out of nowhere. Then someone sideswiped them. And then every day they said, "What is Hashem? I don't know. We don't know where Hashem wants things." But he's saying is that if you're traveling in a very, if you do something very, very dangerous, so when you, well, if you get damaged in a place that's not normally dangerous, it's an onesh from Hashem. Now, we don't understand why Hashem does the onesh. Maybe it's to get rid of averos. Maybe he wants to send us a message. But then that's an onesh. But if you go to a place that's very dangerous, that's not an onesh. A person goes on the highway and decides to run across the highway. Like what was the football player there? Dwayne Haskins, right? Football player died recently. He just walked across the highway. I think he was inebriated when he did that. But a person walks across the highway and gets hit by a car, chas shalom. Would you say that's an onesh from Shemayim? No, it's not an onesh from Shemayim. That's normal. That's the regular teva. So he writes that b'shchiyah chazekah, shim lo shchiyah chazekah, mikri onesh from Shemayim. If it's not something that's normally dangerous, and out of nowhere you get potched, so then that's an onesh. Oh, you're going to a mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah, in a nizakin, ach im shchiach hezeka, if it's something that's normal, it's common, havidavar tivi, that's natural, shenizok, that you get damaged, ubchiyai gavna lo mo'il shulchi mitzvah, she'ein ze magein mehezek tivi. Practically speaking, if you do something dangerous, it doesn't protect you. Shulchi mitzvah protects you from onesh shemayim. You're still connected to Hashem, you don't get punished, but if it's not a punishment. I'll give you an example. I don't want to go the whole re-bring up some COVID stuff, right? Even though a lot of the tshuvas you'll find, Rav Asher writes a lot of tshuvas about going to visit people who are sick, shulchei mitzvah and nizakin, and that's called shchiyah chazekah. Let's say a person who did not leave their house. They did not leave their house, unbelievably careful. And they don't understand how. We have stories like this. People didn't leave their house. They weren't around anyone. And they got COVID. That I can hear is an onesh min hashamayim. But if a person went in the height of the pandemic, to a 700 person chasna in Williamsburg. That's an onesh from Shemayim. No, it's not an onesh from Shemayim. You went to 800 people dancing, holding hands, breathing on each other, that wearing a mask. That's not called onesh from Shemayim. That's science, right? That's right. That's what he's saying. Rav Soloveitchik.
I was going to ask, how do you define Shliach HaZeka? If you've been in Golmel when you're on a plane trip, so is that considered dangerous enough that it's Shliach HaZeka? You're benching Golmel.
So we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that in a minute. Rav Soloveitchik has a very interesting idea, and Arnie, you'll tell us if this source is too controversial or not. There's a sefer called Chidushei Basra. Chidushei Basra was written by Reb Altutsky, I think Reb Chaim Dov Altutsky, who was the son-in-law of Rav Scheinberg. He was a massive Talmud Chacham. He was one of the early Talmidim in Likud. He died in 2012, 85 years old. Reb Altutsky wrote dozens and dozens and dozens of Svarim. And one of the things he did was he took the Torah of others and quoted them and ripped them apart. Asked kashas on them. He did this on Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He did this with Rav Moshe Finkel, who was the youngest son of the Altar of Slobodka. They didn't have his Svarmi, and he did this on the Mishnah Brura. But he also wrote many, many, many volumes called the Chidushei Basra Al HaMazbir. Al HaMazbir. Who's the Mazbir? Rav Soloveitchik. Why is he the Mazbir? So if you go backwards, Rav Yosef Ber, Rav Yosher Ber, Soloveitchik, be Boston. That's the Mazbir. And he, before Rav Soloveitchik's Torah was really accessible, he got the notes. I think it was Rav Schechter's notes. He took the notes, he quoted his Torah, and often he would ask kashas and discuss it. A lot of people are very, I don't know, is this your Mesorah, is that it's no good? Yeah. Right. But the whether controversial or not, for a long time, and still on some Masechtas, that's really the only way to get Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. Now Rav Reichman's put out a lot of the volumes, but it's only like five or six. You got to get working, Arnie. five or six Masechtas, and now Rav Reichman's son is putting out some of them put on Brachos and Bava Metzia. But on a lot of Masechtas, this was the only way to get Rav Soloveitchik's Torah, was the Chidushei Basra Al HaMazbir. I actually called a close friend of mine who was a shamash of Scheinberg for many years, of Yitzi Kesak, and he told me, he goes, it wasn't done as a knock on Rav Soloveitchik. He did this and everyone did this, on the Chafetz Chaim, on Rav Chaim, and whatnot. In any event, so the one on Psachim, he quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who explains the difference between Shechiyah HaZeka and not Shechiyah HaZeka, and I thought it was fascinating. He writes in Source 8, Upeirush HaMazbir, Rav Soloveitchik explains, Shebitachon maschil b'makom she'efsharus pe'ilos ha'adam posakes. Bitachon maschil b'makom she'efsharus pe'ilos ha'adam posakes. When does bitachon come into play? When do we play the bitachon card? So bitachon begins when man's action ends. When what you could do is no longer relevant or practical, then bitachon comes in. But as long as you could do what you need to do, as long as you could put in ample hishtadlus, then there's no bitachon. Bitachon only I need parnasa. Hashem, I'm going to sit and the money will fall from Shemayim. Bitachon. Bitachon. So we don't say that. When does bitachon play in? Okay, so you get different communities at different levels of hishtalos. Go to college, get a degree, you get a job. How am I going to pay tuition and food and everything else? See, you can only live if you have some bitachon. But bitachon only stops when you've done all you could do to get a job, get another job, get whatever that level of hishtalus is, that ends, and that's when bitachon begins. Tchila tzarech, says Rav Soloveitchik. At first you need v'chayav, you're obligated, ha'adam lasos, kol ma'ashe b'yecholto l'hatzil zatzmo. Do what you can do to protect yourself. L'mashal, litkor l'rofim v'chado, abitachon, I'll be fine. No, call a doctor. Once you go to the doctor, and you take your medication, bitachon. V'chakach hu botech pa'ashem sh'akol yetzei l'tovah. Then you have bitachon, that things will be good. So to hear, if it's shchiach hezeka, if the hezek, if the damage, if the danger is there and present, you can't say, shluchim mitzvah yizakim, bitachon. He's understanding that shluchim mitzvah yizakim is bitachon. You're doing a mitzvah, have trust in Hashem, and you're going to be okay. I'm shomer mitzvah yedavara. So I'm having bitachon. But if you're in a place of shchiach hezeka, you haven't done all you could do to avoid the danger. Avoid the danger, don't put yourself into a case of shchiach hezeka. If it's not shchiach hezeka, now you have bitachon. You've done all you can do. Ah, there might be a danger out of left field if it's not shchiach hezeka. It doesn't matter. There's the bitachon that you're going to do the right thing. You're going to do a mitzvah, shulche mitzvah, and nizakin. So he seems to be saying a little bit different than the Maharal also. Shulche mitzvah and nizakin works from a sense of bitachon. You're going to do a mitzvah. Hashem wants you to do a mitzvah. Have faith in Hashem. He's going to take care of you when you're doing a mitzvah. But if it's shchiach hezeka, bitachon doesn't kick in yet. Because you have to do your hishtalus to avoid the danger. I thought it was a fascinating set. On this point, he doesn't actually argue. No, he then gets into the next part is what happens with bitachon afterwards. I only put in half of it. We can read it. Gabi makam sheyesh efsharis lefi los adam. It's unclear.
That
he is arguing on this?
I don't know. I'm just trying, the way I'm reading it. In other words, the Rav says, do what you can do, and then comes bitachon. And he's saying, and he seems to be saying, no, you need bitachon too. Even with, that's what I think.
Yeah, it you're right. It does seem that way, and also from the space. But he doesn't always say when he's...
You don't know when he starts and when the Rav
ends. Right, right. So he's saying, gab makam sheyesh efsharis lefilo, so I'm chayav v'tzarech ha'adam v'tah. But I don't know if that... Okay, it might be arguing, but it's not arguing on the pshat in the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik is saying that the idea of kabay hezeka or shchiach hezeka is that you have to do all you can do before bitachon kicks in. He's just saying that there still is a relevance to bitachon while you're doing your hishtalos. Right. So it might be a machlokas, but it's not a machlokas on the pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim. No, I think the bitachon is you're going to do what Hashem wants you to do. You don't get hurt. You do the right thing, you don't get hurt. You do the right thing, you won't get hurt. No, I think the bitachon is that. I mean, is there bitachon that if I go for a random bike ride, that I'm not gonna get, Hashem says you do what I want you to do. You're doing the ratzon Hashem. You're doing the ratzon Hashem. Hashem will take care of it. That's what I understood. So that's, I think, the distinction between kabay hezeka or shchiach hezeka and not shchiach hezeka. Avi.
So what were you saying
if I know
and this and that?
Oh, so let's... Now, it could be that in those cases, that's called shchiach hezeka. It could be living in Israel, and you know, in the midst of Arabs. Maybe that the whole existence there is shchiach hezeka. No? Could be. You don't think so? You're saying it's uncommon? It's not. In either way, I have a better answer. I have a better answer. If you take a look at the next page, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zechut Tzad Gavracha, was asked the following question. He says there was a woman at Tzadekes who was killed in a car accident. And she was on her way to teach in a school. To teach girls. On her way for her day of teaching, she was killed in an accident. And he says when he went to be Menachem Avel, he was asked, Shulchei Mitzvah, and he's asking, How is it possible that this woman on the way to teach Torah to Jewish children, how is it possible that she's killed? Shulchan mitzvah and nizakim. So he explains as follows. You take a look in source 10. Tshuva. Kishayisi lenachem sham nishalti ozeh. When I went to Menachem Alvo, I was asked this question. V'amarti ki be'emes matzanu harbe shenizoku al yidei mitzvah. You find many people who were hurt, who were damaged while doing a mitzvah. Kigom sarai menu. Aleh ha-shalom. Sheparcha nishmas adei akeda. Now, there's not really her mitzvah, but is that really such a strong question? There was a mitzvah being done. I mean, Avraham certainly suffered the loss. Sarah died through the mitzvah that was being done to her son. Okay. V'medrash Isa sh'adei shidliku neros for the chashishu sh'yomru sh'smechim b'misas bas ha-kesar. They lit candles and people, they were worried that people are going to think that you're celebrating the death of the daughter of the Kesar. They were all killed. How is that possible? So he explains as follows. L'pamim she'igia zmano sh'adam lamus. Sometimes a person's time is there. It's time for him to die. Then hu tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misabev shiyiya b'shas mitzvah. Sometimes, when a person is born, they're given a number of years. So it could be that person's number of years are up. And they could die in a random accident, or they could die through doing a mitzvah. He says, if they're a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it be, sets up the situation that they will die during a mitzvah. So he says, sometimes the people are, now we don't know, we're not given the statistics in advance, but you have a person who's supposed to die for whatever reason. Shluchei mitzvah, ein nizakin, doesn't apply in such a case. Shluchei mitzvah, ein nizakin means a person's not supposed to die. Okay, what exactly does that mean? If he's not supposed to die, how's he going to die? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what he says, that's Pshat in Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei chelki mimeis b'derech ha-mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that person will die instead of in a car accident. When they're going to the supermarket, they'll die in a car accident, lo alinu, while going to do a mitzvah as a way that they're dying al kiddush Hashem, or they're dying during Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. It's a greater mila to die in that way. But if they weren't supposed to die anyways, then shluchei mitzvah nizakim. That's how he explains. And I saw some articles online after the Mumbai attack where they quoted this same idea. For whatever reason, they were supposed to die now, and the opposite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they would die while doing kiruv or while teaching Torah to be like that Gemara in Shabbos of Yehei Chelki Mimesi B'Derech HaMitzvah. Again, it's hard for us to really understand because we don't know who's supposed to die and who's not supposed to die. And when someone dies, we'd assume he's not supposed to die, but maybe they're really supposed to die. This is how Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains. Now, Russell, you asked about when is it Shchiyah Chazeka and when is it not? I would think a flight is not Shchiyah Chazeka. How do I know? Because we all fly all the time. If it was Shchiyah Chazeka, who would get on a plane? So a lot of people don't. A lot of people do not bench Golem.
Like Frontier,
then. A lot of people. I'll tell you the truth. I don't travel that often. I've been to Israel now once in the last 15 years. I didn't bench Golem when I come back. Now I say Tefillah Seder, so it's a little bit of a steer, as we spoke about in the last Tefillah Seder Shir. Rav Moshe said you have to say bench Golem even on a regular flight. You fly to Florida. The same danger. Other posts can say only when you're traveling over oceans. That's really what the Gemara talks about. Shmuel Zalman was into Tefillah Seder. Even if you're going to bench Golmel, it doesn't mean it's Shchiyah Chazeka. The Gemara says that when you travel over the ocean, you bench Golmel. But for this reason, some say it's not even a danger, so you don't even have to bench Golmel. So then do you need to give the Shlech Mitzvah money? If it's not a danger... Anyone give Shlech Mitzvah when you drive? Driving is more dangerous. Someone's going cross country. You're driving on the parkway down to down to Lakewood. I've never seen anyone give shliach. Yeah, here, he's driving in the streets over there. That person driving up to the country gives shliach mitzvah money. I mean, I don't see why it should be really any different unless you don't bench Golmel. So maybe before you give the shliach mitzvah money, you should ask the person, are you going to bench Golmel when you come back? I mean, I definitely don't think it's shliach hazekah. It could be so much not shliach hazekah you don't have to bench Golmel. And those who argue, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's still dangerous because you bench Golmel. But I don't think that means it's shliach hazekah dangerous. It means it's just something, you know, more people, I read a statistic, more people die a year slipping in the shower than from plane crashes. You don't say to Yosef Derek or bench Golmel after you get out of the shower. You don't want to taking a shower. It's not your shliach and some money. There is still like this thought, this somewhat of a fear that it's somewhat dangerous. Now it's interesting, there's a fascinating machlokas haposkim. If you get shliach mitzvah money, do you have to say tefillah sederach? Shliach mitzvah and nizakin. So I saw three people give Robert Kreitman money yesterday. He's on a plane. He's good. He's nothing to worry about. Shliach mitzvah and nizakin. So does he have to say tefillah sederach? So there's actually machlokas. There's a machlokas haposkim. You can take a look at later in source 11. It seems to be that most poskim say yes. There are other reasons for tefillah sederach besides the dangers we spoke about in the shir last week. It's somehow in tilas rishus. You're asking permission, whatever that means. But it seems that most people do still say tefillah sederach. I'll just end this issue of the tzedaka. The halacha is if someone gives you money to watch, to hold on to, so you're allowed to use that money and give them back the money when they want the money back. You don't have to keep that money. You could, so to speak, borrow the money. You can use the money. By tzedaka, that's not true. Once you're the gabbai tzedaka, if you've been given the tzedaka, you can't use that money, you can't borrow that money, you can't lend that money for other purposes. So the question would come, a person gets to the airport and he has those dollar bills and he wants to use a dollar to tip the person who's carrying his bags or to buy a soda. Can I borrow the money and I'll pay it back when I get there? So we'll get there. So that you can't do, according to most poskim. You can't borrow. If you were given money, this money is already, you're at gabbai tzedaka now. Whether you like it or not, when a person gives you the dollar to give to the ani in Eretz Yisrael, you're the gabbai tzedaka. You can't now borrow that money to buy a soda. But what you could do is use that dollar bill if you have other dollar bills. Meaning you don't have to give the exact dollar bill that he gave you. So if you have $20, $23 cash in your wallet, and those are the only three singles you have, and you have a 20 and you want to buy a soda, that's not called borrowing the money. You have the $3, it's just a different dollar bills, so that the post can say you'd be allowed to. I had seen this first. There's a great weekly, we don't have it here, the Business Halakha Institute, Rav Meir Orlin. If anyone had maybe his father as a Hebrew teacher in YU, Rav Meir Orlin? So his son, Rav Meir Orlin, is the head of the Business Halakha Institute, and they have a weekly halacha email journal in some shuls that's printed out. It's excellent. Rabbi Dayan, he has some cute lines in there also. So I had seen this a while ago and I was able to find it online. So he quotes the Sefer at Stocko Mishpat, which I found on Otra Chachma, but the source I couldn't find, that you could use different dollar bills. Again, that's not borrowing the money. They gave you $3, you're going to give $3. You have the $3 in your wallet, you can use the actual dollar bills. You don't need to designate those dollar bills. With shkalim and dollars, it's a little bit more complicated. If he gave you dollars, but there's no difference for the ani, in fact, it's easier for the ani to have a shkalim, then that's okay. But
you lose an exchange.
Yeah. That's your cheshbon. If you're gonna, he gave you a dollar and you're gonna go exchange it, and you're losing a certain percent, or you're losing, I don't know exactly how that, you know, what the rate is today, but there's two issues. One, losing a percentage when you exchange it, that then the ani loses out. He gave you a dollar, and now the ani is getting less than a dollar's worth in shekelim. Or if the rate, if the dollar got stronger, right? If the dollar got stronger from the time you were given the money until the time you exchange it for shekelim, also the ani is losing out. So you'd have to be careful when you're exchanging dollars to shekelim. A, maybe you have to ask, you know, you end up losing. It's okay. You become part of the shlich mitzvah, I guess. And to make sure that if the dollar got stronger, that the ani doesn't lose out as well, which is interesting. So practically speaking, you find people who give shlich mitzvah money. It is not a halacha. It is quoted in the Sefer Tanya Minhagim and the Sefer Pirkei Tshuvos as a segula. It's a segula. Shluchei mitzvah einan izakin. Halavai, we should all live up to that maharal where we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're the chibur udveikus v'Hashem Yisbarach, mezikin pedilam and hemenu, the mezikim go away because we won with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the idea of bitachon, to work in our bitachon, we're going to do the right thing, shluchei mitzvah einan izakin, shomer mitzvah l'yeda davara, like our Soloveitchik said, to have that bitachon. And if we do that, then yeah, not only shulchim mitzvah and nizakin, but we'll be able to have a life of bitachon, a life of one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a life full of simcha. Thank you.